And now, here's the Building Your Legacy tip for today with Jane Babbage.
Greetings. John 15:13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Friendship is the only one of the four legacy interactions that we have 100% opportunity to choose. Friendship is not found in a group, but within the chosen few within our life that are committed and that want to see the best in us, and we want to see the best in them. Friendship first must be chosen by each party, because both will sacrifice, both will give, and both will be blessed, not equally, but with a balanced, intentional respect. Friendship is the most intimate and the most costly of legacy interactions, because it is where we open up the greater part of our past, present, and future when we choose to engage in friendship. We will share with somebody that is a friend something that we would share with no one else. You know you have a friend when forgiveness is immediate and complete. A clean slate is how you enter and leave every interaction. Criticism does not manifest, but honest, loving correction is always welcome. Records are not kept and memories are treasured. Friendship is not weakened when circumstances cause spending time together to be difficult or infrequent. For when we get back together, the embers of that well-established friendship are ignited, and that familiar joy and gratitude is present. We need to choose our friendships wisely and know that no greater love hath a man than one that would lay his life down for his friend. Until next time, remember, we craft our legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
This has been the Building Your Legacy tip for today with Jane Babbage.